a modern day example. You don't have to look far. Just look at the recent report of those dads at Southwood High School in Shreveport, Louisiana. Did you see this on the news this last week? It's a great story. These are the ones about 40 dads at a school that was riven by violence and fighting and disorder. So what did they do? 40 dads got together and they said, you know what? We can do something about this. So they just showed up. They got t-shirts that said dads on duty and they just went to the school and they just showed up. And do you know what happened after they got there? Fighting stopped. Order restored. Chaos calmed. CBS News, I think it was, came and interviewed the dads and then also interviewed from students. And one of the students said to a reporter, dads have the power to do that. She was right about that. And every republic needs those kind of dads and needs those kind of men. So the question is, how are we going to get them?
So this is Senator Josh Hawley in a speech that he gave a couple weeks ago. I have not had a chance to cover it, and I will. Don't worry. I haven't even talked much about it. But I wanted to share this one part of it with you because we're getting ready to talk to Sheriff Chip Simmons. And let me go ahead and bring him on. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir. Good to have you.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing great. And the reason I wanted to play that clip and bring this up to start is when I heard that clip and about the importance of men and strong men, men with, you know, all of their natural inclinations trained in the right direction to be productive for society that are essential for the Republic, I thought of you and the Blazer Academy and what you're doing with giving young men role models, male models, teaching them to be productive citizens, training them to be men. And I thought, man, this, you know, award-winning program that you created, and it's that power of the male example that is so neglected, criticized, and essential, unfortunately, essential in our society, right?
Yeah, when you look at ways to, you know, to combat some of the problems we're having with crime and violence, and really the future of our younger generations, you look at mentorship, you look at a male role model, and that's what kind of got me started. As you know, I spent a lot of time coaching ball, and it wasn't just me. I mean, I was surrounded by well-intentioned men, and even as a law enforcement officer, there's a lot of things that we were able to do with our community. And as you said, I think that a lot of positives can come out of a male role model. And not all children, not all young men especially, don't have a male role model that can help them with advice or just give them a direction or a path.
Absolutely. I mean, just the importance of that example and of that presence, and as you can see there, what they can do to calm a situation down, you know, what men can, it made me think of you, and I just wanted to give you some extra kudos for that program that you guys have developed. We always like to start a little bit with, if there's been any events in the last couple of days, and it seems like it's mostly been fairly quiet in Escambia County this week. We don't always get to say that, but I'm glad we get to. The only one that I knew of was this kind of shooting robbery that took place over on W Street and Lee on Sunday, which is a guy on a bike, I guess.
Yeah, we got a report that a woman was walking on Lee Street. I was approached by a black male riding a bike in the area of Lee Street and W Street. He allegedly had a gun, stole her iPhone, and shot her in the arm, I believe is where she was shot. Non-life-threatening injuries. So we're investigating that. We're asking if anyone has information to give us a call and let us know.
Man, it's crazy. You just don't think about, I mean, any of it. It strikes me as crazy. Anything else over the last couple of days that you want to highlight in terms of crimes that have happened or investigations you guys are running?
Well, if you recall, about a week or two ago, we had a double homicide, and we arrested two people. We arrested a Billingsley and a Gaffney, but we're still looking for two more people for first-degree murder. And those people are Nicholas Wells and Ellis Clark. This is the homicide, a double homicide that happened on Waycross, and we're still investigating that. We do have active warrants for Wells and Clark. They are considered armed and dangerous, and we ask if anyone knows where they are. Call Crime Stoppers, don't approach them themselves. And again, we're just looking for those two as the only the major crimes that we're investigating right now.
And that was the double homicide connected with a drug deal gone bad. At least that's what we think at this point, right? Over there on West Navy Point kind of area.
That's correct. It was an intentional setup, disguised as a drug deal, and then it escalated and where shots were fired and two people, a male and a female, were found dead in their car at that intersection early in the morning.
Unbelievable. You know, I mean, we talk about some of these things, and then I think, can you imagine, you know, you live in that neighborhood, and then you just go out, and you look down the street, and you're like, what the? I mean, you know, just it's very disruptive. On the other hand, because we haven't had so many, like, kind of negative things happen this week, we've got a lot of good things that we can talk about. You guys have an Employee of the Month recognition, right?
Yeah, there's a couple of employee things I'd like to bring to light. David Preston. David's been a longtime investigator with the Sheriff's Office, mostly works on north end of Escambia County. If you live in Escambia County, north end, and you've had something stolen or something that took place where you need the deputies, you'll probably talk to David Preston. He's well known on the north end, and I was able to make him the Employee of the Month for November. David does a good job for a long time, but we did make him the Employee of the Month. I also was fortunate enough to be able to promote Jake Bandersky to sergeant. He's been in our investigation section. He's one of our younger deputies. He's only been on about 6 or 7 years, but he really does a good job, and he and others like him are the future of the Sheriff's Office. So he's taken that first step to a management-level position. He's promoted to sergeant. He'll stay in Uniform Patrol Division, or he'll go to Uniform Patrol Division. Well, that's just two of the good things that we got going on with regards to employees at the Sheriff's Office.
Oh, I love it. We've got a couple other things to get to in just a sec. Back to Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. Can you just, you know, as I was listening to you talk about the promotion to sergeant, it occurred to me that I bet there are people who don't really know what even the ranks are at the Escambia Sheriff's Office. Can you give just a 30-second rundown of between deputy and, you know, say chief deputy, and then there's you, sheriff? What is the rank structure at the Escambia Sheriff's Office?
Well, most agencies are a little bit different, but almost all of them have the initial supervisory ranks of sergeant and then lieutenant. So on each patrol shift, it's led by one lieutenant, and we usually have about two sergeants. So you go from deputy to sergeant to lieutenant, and then above that, we have captains. We have two patrol captains, Chuck Dickens and Kevin Pachuki, and then we have a colonel and a commander over patrol, because as you imagine, we're a rather large agency.
Yeah.
We have 435 sworn deputies, and so we have those ranks in our patrol division, at least up to commander, and then above commander is that chief deputy Tommy Leiter that you mentioned. So it's sergeant, lieutenant, captain, colonel, and then commander.
All right. Well, that's what I wanted. That helps actually a lot. I don't think even I had ever had that rundown of the rank structure, so I appreciate it. Even if you're just indulging me for a moment, that's helpful. You guys also have...
That's what I'm here for.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I said, that's what I'm here for.
I love that. You guys also have, is it reopened, or maybe not reopened, but giving new attention to a 1984 case, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We have... since 1984, Carla Roberson has been missing. She's on our. We highlighted her on our Facebook page because she was last seen at Pensacola Beach. Her car was found at Pensacola Beach, and we understand that it's been a long time. It has been, 30 some odd years, but we're hoping that maybe someone has information that they now feel comfortable telling us about. We don't know what happened to her, and obviously I wasn't. I was at the sheriff's office back then. I certainly wasn't investigating that type of a situation. But right now, all we know is she's missing, and her family still wants to know what happened to her. There's still a void in that in the family. And so we're asking for people to, if they know where Carla Roberson went to, was that before she went missing? Again, she was last seen at Pensacola Beach. Her car was located a day later on May the 9th of 1984. And we're going to routinely highlight some of these cases in hopes that someone will remember someone or someone will feel more comfortable now in giving us any information that they have.
And I think it's a good reminder that you guys, both PPD, Escambia, Santa Rosa, all of our law enforcement agencies, you never close a homicide or a missing person. You're always wanting to get a solution to those things because life is the most important thing that you protect, right?
That's correct. We understand, again, that these people have a family, and while there may be some questions about what happened, did they run away? Did they go on their own accord, or was there an accident? I know in some cases, like the ones where we find a car on Pensacola Beach, were they out swimming? Did they drown? Were there suspicious circumstances? These are all the questions that we have. They had them in 1984, and we still have those in 2021.
Absolutely. Last thing is, I think you've got an event coming up at the animal shelter, right?
Sadie, our tracking dog, is turning 2 years old, and her handler, Brenda Matthews, decided that she would have an event at the animal shelter to raise awareness and to raise funds and stuff for the animal shelter itself. So we're going to have that on November the 19th from noon to 4, and again, in partnership with the Escambia County Animal Shelter, and Sadie's Birthday Bash is what we're calling it, and also having what they call an adopt-a-thon. So you can get you can adopt a dog, and obviously they're wanting to get as many dogs placed as they possibly can.
And so that would be, what, this Friday at the animal shelter there on Fairfield and Palafox, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Very good. And again, more information on the Facebook page. It's a very good Facebook page. You should follow it, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Chip Simmons, he is the sheriff in Escambia County. Chip, always a pleasure. Great to see you at Egg Fest, great to see us both kind of waddle our way out of there after having such good food. But I know that's always a fun event. Chip, thanks for the time. Thanks for what you do. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.
You bet.